Welcome to the Payments Journal Podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Mack, and today we're going to be talking about the BAI Banking Outlook Survey. And to help me with that, I have Carl Dahlgren, Managing Director at BAI. Carl, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it, Ryan.
Excellent. Now, to get started, can you give us a little bit of background on the BAI Banking Outlook Report, mainly, you know, what it is and who are the participants in the survey?
Absolutely. Let me first start with some background on BAI itself. We're a non-for-profit independent organization that focuses on three key areas: research, learning development, and thought leadership. So the thought leadership includes events and digital properties. Learning and development is mainly online compliance training. And we're here to talk today about our research line of business, and very specifically, the Banking Outlook Report, which is part of that business line. We provide trusted in-depth comparative analytics, including benchmarking research in a variety of areas for banks. So for commercial, small business, deposits, talent management, productivity and expense, home equity, prepaid, and all kinds of other areas for U.S. banks. And what these comparative analytics do, it allow financial service industries to better understand sort of how they're positioned relative to others and peers that are inside their industry. So in addition to these benchmark programs that we deliver, we also have a variety of research programs, one of which is the Banking Outlook Report. We've been doing this report for about 7 years. It consists of two different surveys. One of the surveys is focuses around the banker's voice and perspective, while the other survey is focused around the consumer's voice and perspective. And what's really interesting about these two surveys is where there are gaps or inconsistencies between what the banker's perspective is and the consumer's perspective is. And that's really where we find the main opportunities that exist for banks and also the solution providers for banks, closing those gaps.
Great, thank you for that. Now, there's a lot of great data in this BAI Banking Outlook Report. Now, can you give us what were kind of really the top 3 to 5 takeaways from the report?
Yeah, so first, the way consumers are choosing their primary financial institution is very different today than it was many years ago. Secondly, when it comes to online account opening, traditional banks are losing to the internet banks. And then third, non-banks are really dominating the payment channel for the first time, in particular and specifically in the P2P payment space.
Okay. Now, I was able to get my hands on the report, and I noticed that millennials view incentives such as, you know, cash or gift cards, you know, almost as important as convenience and branch locations. Now, with millennials really being kind of a large potential market, what does this discovery mean for banks moving forward?
Well, so the millennials may not be the largest market today, but they certainly are the largest potential market. That's where all the new accounts are coming from. And, you know, the number one way that millennials find out about their primary financial institution is through the mobile and online channel. Yet when you talk to bankers, they're only spending about a third of their advertising budget in the digital marketing channel. So after using the digital channels to find their primary financial institution, many of the millennials decide to open a new account based on incentives, so like cash, rewards, and gifts. Also within the research department, BAI just launched a marketing spend program where we track a variety of marketing levers for banks. So, you know, how much they're spending on digital search, digital display, and so on and so forth. So that's a benchmarking report. And what's interesting about that report is it's directed specifically at this issue. You know, where are people finding out about banks and how are banks spending their money on marketing?
All right. Now, clearly, P2P platforms are a hot topic in the industry and hot service for consumers. And the BAI banking report uncovered that. Even though, you know, the majority of almost every generation surveyed is using a P2P platform, non-banks are the leading providers of this service. Now, what should financial service organizations take away from this news? And does this present an opportunity for them?
Really, the cornerstone of retail banking has been the payment business, and it's been controlled by the financial service organizations for years. So, losing to these non-bank players is a bit of a wake-up call for the industry. And so you see the industry reacting to this. There's a huge opportunity for banks and P2P, and it's one of the reasons why they've created Zelle, which is a recent a consortium of banks, 30 in total, that are addressing this P2P space. And they're really doing well with that, and they're seeing some growth. So historically, consumers have always trusted banks for their payments, and the banks just need to leverage that and gain back some of their market share because, PayPal, Venmo, and Square Cash are the top three at the moment. But I think there's, the dust hasn't settled yet on this space, and there's an opportunity for banks to make sure that they're present and doing well, and we see that with Zelle.
All right. Now, in your opinion, where's the biggest gap between the consumers and financial service leaders' responses?
There's a lot of gaps. One of the big ones is that 70% of financial service organizations say that their banking app is meeting their consumers' needs. So when you talk to the bankers, they feel that their app is doing well in the marketplace. But if you talk to the millennials, over half of them said that they would switch their bank simply on the basis of having a better banking app. That's a concern. In fact, if you look at each passing generation, there's less trust between the bank and the consumer. You see that with, for example, if you slice this data and look at the folks that are 70 years and older, 88% feel and trust their primary financial institution to manage the services for them. And that drops 30 points to 58% when you're talking to the millennials. That's a big gap. Also, 47% of financial service organizations feel that they're relationship-based when you're describing their culture. So when you talk to the bankers, they feel almost a majority of them feel that relationship-based fairly describes their culture. But if you talk to the consumers, and this is across the board, only 15% say that their primary financial institution is relationship-focused. That's super important because when you start looking at the data and drilling down into those consumers that feel that and rank their personal financial institution as high on the relationship focus, they're more likely to trust their bank. They're more likely to recommend their bank to their networks. And they're more likely to be with their bank a year from now. So there's a real bottom line impact to having engaged consumers for banks and primary financial institutions.
All right. Now, one of the things, kind of taking a look through this report is that there was such a big disconnect between customers willing, to open an account online and customers actually opening the account online. And as I was listening to your last response there, it's a lot of, really the word trust kind of came up a lot. Do you kind of consider that as to be one of the reasons that, people are saying one thing and not actually doing another thing?
Well, I think there's a variety of reasons. So first, let's take a look at the numbers here. So, we looked in two different spaces. So opening online accounts for deposits and then opening online accounts for loans. There's two different areas. And surprisingly, there's a lot of demand here. So this is a hot topic, right? So 65% of consumers said that they'd be willing to open an online deposit account, yet only half of that, 33%, have actually done so. And then similar numbers, only a little bit less on the loan side. 48% of customers said they'd be willing to open a loan online, but only 21% have. And so kind of coming back around to your question, what is the reason for that? Well, if you look at those that actually have opened online accounts, one third of them have been with the traditional brick and mortar versus two thirds with the internet bank. With internet banks. So a lot of it has to do with the practices that organizations have put forward in our industry. So what are those practices and what are some of the reasons that consumers aren't actually opening accounts online? One is that many financial service organizations don't even allow for the first account to be opened entirely online. You have to be present in person. And some financial institutions don't allow any account to be first or otherwise opened online. And on top of that, if they do, and the consumer is out there trying to open up this account, it's oftentimes cumbersome and difficult. The processes just haven't evolved to a position where the consumer is, where it's efficient to open your account online. And of course, with the brick and mortar banks, you have multiple channels, right? So you have the branches themselves, you have the digital channel, you have the call centers and so on and so forth. There's not a lot of the multi-channel experience is not where it needs to be. In other words, it's not seamless to transition from one channel to the next when you're trying to open up an account. It becomes cumbersome. So until the friction has been removed, it's going to be difficult to get the consumers transitioned from going into a bank or going into a branch where it's presently more convenient to get them to move over to the digital channel and open accounts online.
All right, great. Now, we touched on, a lot of top key takeaways from the report, but can you leave us with any, a few final thoughts on what this data means for the financial service industry?
Yeah, so when we talked to the bankers, a third of them felt that it was easier to build relationships in the digital era, so now versus many years ago. So that leaves two-thirds of them thinking that it's very difficult to develop relationships in this era. And so as consumers shift from digital and visit the branches and the physical locations less often, it's really important for the financial service organizations to invest more in delighting their customers digitally so that they can retain their customers and then also grow in the future. And then one final thought, this data really reveals what consumers want and expect from their primary financial institutions. And this kind of direct feedback where you have facts is really important to banks. You don't want to be making false assumptions about how to attract and retain your customers. And so having these facts is really a key opportunity for bankers to help them make decisions that are oriented towards growth. So the BAI Banking Outlook gives financial service leaders really the confidence they need to make smarter decisions and drive the industry forward, particularly as it relates to growing their organizations.
Well, Carl, thank you very much for taking time today for talking to us about the BAI Banking Outlook survey, and we hope to have you back on the podcast real soon.
Thank you, Ryan. Appreciate it.
That wraps up another episode of the Payments Journal podcast. If you're interested in being part of the podcast, please reach out to us at info@mercatoradvisorgroup.com. We hope you enjoyed this episode of the podcast, and we look forward to keeping you up to date with the latest payment news.